Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
The Bible says that there are things that are friendly. They are friends of salvation. Do you want to be alone? No, I don't think you want to be alone in this world. That is why God created Adam and Eve, so that he said it is not good for the man to be alone. So similarly, you don't want to be alone in this world. That is why you have got friends, people that can come to you. They may not exactly be like you. They may not look like you, but they are your friends. Some of them may be the opposite sex. They don't look like you in any way, but they are your friends. Hallelujah. Isn't it true that all of us, we have friends who are not the same sex? Yes, we have. Why not? God says that there are some things that are friends of salvation. They are not enemies. They are not coming to undermine yourself. Salvation. They are not coming to antagonize your salvation. You get it? They are not coming to do that. They are coming to uphold your salvation. They are going to make your salvation more expressive where you are on this earth. Hallelujah. So Jesus says that, God says that Jesus has gotten some things for us. 10 of them I have enumerated to you, and they are not enemies of one another. Do you know how sometimes we also think? We think that, well, you should have one without the other. I mean, the 10 which is there, have one. So somebody will say that, look, you can have a very wonderful marriage. A very wonderful marriage. Marital coordination, you can have it. But you may not have what? The money that goes with it. Have you heard wisdom like that? What is important is that you love your spouse. And people think that you can have a wonderful marriage and then somebody to have money. Have you heard that wisdom before? That the person has money, he doesn't have a wonderful marriage, and yours is money, mine is wonderful marriage without money. You understand? With a lot of love, but without money. And the other person's is a lot of favor. He has got a lot of favor, you know, but he is sick, you know. And then he says that, well, you see, some people, they are healthy, and that is your blessing. God has given you health. He has not given you money, you know. He has given you health without money. And so we say sometimes that, oh, let's thank God. Let's thank God that we have health. That is what we have. It's wonderful. But I tell you what, it is not God's will that we just have one of the things that Jesus Christ got for us directly. And then we comfort ourselves that, oh, okay, I may not have money, but I have health. And then the rich man says that, well, me, I've got money, but I may be diabetic. I may have high blood pressure, or I may have some very serious disease, fibroid and all that. But I have a nice business. So what God has given me is business, and he has not given me health. It is not so. These things are to be in a cluster. When I say a cluster, I'm talking about, you see how grapes is. Grapes is one fruit, but you see, it is in a cluster form. In other words, you take grapes and you see that there are a lot of grapes on it. You know, single, plenty. You see that it is on it. That is how God's blessings are. You know, what Jesus Christ has gotten for us, that's how it is. You take one and you can't say that I can take health, not prosperity. I can take favor. Because if you have favor, it's more than money. And so you shouldn't have money. You just have favor. When you go, people dash you things. You continue to receive free things. You will see what will happen to you. You will see that you don't have to just go in for things which are free out of favor. Software easy, and all that. Or, oh, you are a very good person. Let me give you. There are times that you have to say, no, I'm going to pay for it. It is good for you. It is very, very good for you that we always have a balance. Hallelujah. And not just take one thing and say that me, I live by the favor of God, the favor of Jesus Christ that he gave me and took my shame. He gave me his grace and took my shame and all that. I don't need any other thing. That's the first thing I want us to know, that the prayer of faith is used to gotten things in a cluster form. You know, so by the prayer of faith, the man in James, bedridden man in James chapter 5 was saved. He was healed and he was forgiven. That's powerful. That's cluster. That's cluster. That is all the blessings of Jesus Christ. Of course, he cannot enumerate everything in the book of James, but it's giving you a picture for you to know that there are things that accompany salvation. All that Jesus Christ has gotten for us, we must get them. We must make use of them. Hallelujah. There are people who take one thing about Jesus, they don't take the other thing. They are not comfortable with some things. You know, they believe that Jesus saves from sin. But as for Jesus prospering them, no, they are choosy. They pick the things that Jesus said. They choose one and then they say, this one, we don't like it. Because when you choose this one, salvation, and you are talking about these things, I mean, it is some way. They don't go together. Ladies and gentlemen, we must know from today that what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross, they may be 10, they may be 12, they may be 7, they may be 6. Choose a number, whatever you categorize, you know, but they are all interlinked. They are all friends of each other. They are all companions of each other. What we must understand is that it is only God who can bring all these things together in our lives. So we go by the word of the Lord by which we can get these things, and then we get them. The problem comes in when you try to go outside the word of God to try and get some other thing that accompanies salvation. When you get outside the word of God, you circumvent, you lie, you cheat people to get some things. That thing has not got foundation. And by all means, it is going to come down. You're going to lose that thing, you know. You're going to lose it because you didn't use the proper channel to get it. Don't use that to say that, well, you see, if you are saved, that is it. If you're a Christian, that is it. You don't go into other areas of life because they are not friendly to the Bible. They are not friendly to Christ. They are not friendly to your sins being forgiven. They are, ladies and gentlemen. It is when we are doing it our own way that we get into trouble and then we lose them. I'll handle it in details as we take some of these things one after the other. But for now, I want us to understand that you cannot choose Jesus. He is the Lamb of God. And God said that when you kill the lamb, eat everything, including the ones that you don't have the appetite for. He named three of them. He said the head, the legs, and the entrail. He says, eat everything. Israel, eat everything. The lamb is wholesome. Whatever thing, he is food. You eat everything. Israel, do you like the head of a goat? No, you don't like it, because even the liquid that is coming from the eyes, when you look at it, you lose appetite. But God said, look, that's what Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, when you roast, he says roasting, and when the pus is coming from his eyes, he says eat everything, and the legs, he says eat everything. I have to emphasize this, ladies and gentlemen, because we live in a society that people kind of segregate good things. Now, this one is good, this one belongs to you, this one is good, but it doesn't belong to you. They are not friends with each other. Jesus says that he is altogether palatable. We must eat everything. So the first feature of the prayer of faith is that you use it to get everything that Jesus Christ got for us on the cross. Hallelujah. Good. The second feature of the prayer of faith is that in the prayer of faith, you plead your case. Anytime you are trying to get what Jesus directly got for us on the cross, which I've enumerated to you, you need to plead your case. You need to plead your case. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, when you are praying for your healing, you need to plead your case. When you are praying for prosperity, plead your case. Hallelujah. Whatever thing Jesus got for you, if you find it in yourself to pray for it, you have to plead your case for it. Don't just ask God. Plead your case. What does it mean to plead your case? To plead your case means to bring an argument before God. Bring an argument before God. Bring your case before God. For example, you are praying for your healing. You make a case before God that, Lord, I thank you, depending on how you pray. You can pray, for example, Lord, I thank you that I am healed already by the stripes of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. I am already healed because Jesus Christ was beaten for me to be healed. Do you know what you have done? You have pled your case. Your case is that somebody took your sickness away. So you go to God and you make that case. Do you know the person who took your sickness away? His name is called Jesus Christ. Okay, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and then verse number 30 to 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 to 31. How do you plead your case in the New Testament? How do you plead your case? You know, in the Old Testament, you see that people plead their case. If you read especially the book of Psalms, you see that people like David, he will plead his case. You say, for example, that Lord, in the integrity of my hand have I done this. You say that Lord, look at the cleanliness of my hands and grant my request. Ladies and gentlemen, when you go before God in the New Testament, it is not your works that you parade before God. It is not your what you have done well that you parade before God. It is what Jesus Christ has done for you that you parade before God. That is how you plead your case. You plead your case using what Jesus has done for you, because all that Jesus Christ did for you has been credited to your account. So you can look into your account and say that, Lord, look at this. Because of Jesus Christ, these things have been done by me, and I am entitled to your healing. I am entitled to Jesus's prosperity, to have this situation of need in my life turned around because of what Jesus Christ has done on my behalf. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30 to 31 says that, but of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Please underline became. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that he became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Let him glory in who? The Lord. Hallelujah. Says that Jesus has become some things for us so that we can glory in those things. You can glory in the fact that you are wise. You can glory in the fact that you are righteous. You can glory in the fact that you have redemption, you've been healed. You can glory in the fact that you are holy. The word translated, Jesus became our sanctification, is the same word translated, holy. Jesus became our holiness. Hallelujah. So you go to God and you tell him that, Lord, I am holy because of Jesus. And I come to you because of what Jesus Christ has done for me. Because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, I come to you. You don't go parading your own righteousness as happens in the Old Testament. You don't go and say things like, if I be a man of God, let something happen to you. Do you understand that? How many people have said, if I be a man of God, let something happen to you, and nothing has happened to the person? No, it's true. You see, because we don't come to God, you know, especially when it involves the prayer of faith. prayer to get the things that Jesus has directly gotten for us. We don't come to him pleading on our own works, our own how we come to church early, how you are a good Christian. As for you, you haven't done any sin in this world before and all that. No, you don't do that. You go pleading on who? Jesus, who is your holiness. He says that he became, not he will become. Or when you live well, then he has become. He said he became. He's talking about on the cross. He became for us your holiness. He became your righteousness. He became your salvation. He became your wisdom. He became whatever thing. Whatever thing. If you look at the scripture, look at the scripture. Look at that scripture. You see that it enumerates wisdom from God, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. You see a dash in most of your scriptures. In other words, I mean, that's not the end of it. You can continue with all the things that Jesus Christ directly got for us on the cross. He became it for us. So that what? So that we will plead our case when we go before God.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Do you know why it is necessary to plead your case? For example, you are praying that God will bless your finances and all that. You can say, Lord, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you give me money and you prosper me and things like that. You can pray like that too. Listen, that is not how to pray the prayer of faith. The way to pray the prayer of faith is to rope Jesus Christ into it and let God know that the basis on which you are coming is because on the cross, Jesus took your poverty. He was made poor for you so that you will become rich. Is it necessary to mention? Yes, it is necessary to mention. Or I should say, it is necessary to be conscious of Jesus all the time. It will help you. You don't go parade your own righteousness. Me, I work hard in my workplace. Even I was judged the best worker. And Lord, because of that, and you know me, I take care of my children. Lord, you know that me, even the prayer, I'm a prayer leader. I'm a pastor, branch pastor. I'm this. I give my life to you and all that. No, that is not how you do it all. I'm teaching you how to be effective so that more things, more results, more riches, more blessings will be made available to you. Not just scanty one. Hallelujah. We always have to remember the cross. That is our foundation. That is the solid rock on which we stand. Anything that you get not based upon the cross, the solid rock is sinking sand, and that thing, the world system can take it away. You can have it, but it will leave you. Do you know why? Because it is not born of God. It is born by hard work. It is born by education. It is born by your own wisdom that you attribute to yourself. You don't have that foundation of Jesus is my wisdom. Lord, because of that, I have wisdom to administer this business, to do this, to do that, to do that. You are not conscious of that. Hallelujah.
A way to pray the prayer of faith is always to plead your case. Is it necessary? Very necessary.
As you mentioned that Jesus was made a curse for you on the cross, your mind shifts from yourself to Jesus. Anything that focuses you on you, any prayer, anything that makes you more self-conscious is sinking sand. Anything that makes you Jesus conscious is solid rock. Now it's the kingdom way of doing it. Solid rock. It has permanence, as the kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and shall not be given to any other. Daniel chapter 2 or 1 or so. shall not be given to any other. The world system cannot take it away. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Jesus' consciousness that if I am praying for healing, the consciousness of that thing, not necessarily, let me put it this way, not necessarily you saying it, but even the consciousness alone, which you verbalize, that's it. That's powerful. God wants us to remember him. He says that do this often. Often remember me. Often remember me. Not your words. So often remember me. Because he's a solid foundation, rock on which our blessings will rest. And no sorrow will be added to it. Because it's born of God. And no devil can ever take it away. Hallelujah. Write down 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 13. The Bible says that, don't you know your own self how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates? Don't you know your own self? Don't you know yourself? Who are you? The Bible says that how that Jesus is in you. Jesus is one with you. You are one with Jesus. So you focus on who? Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me show you something in the book of Hebrews chapter number 4 and then Hebrews 4:16. Verse 15 says, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. Can we all say boldly? Boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. On what basis can you be bold before God? On what basis? On your personal basis? No. You cannot be bold on your personal basis before God. When he says that, let us come boldly, he alluded to Jesus in verse 15. And then verse 16, he says that, therefore, because Jesus is there, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. You cannot be bold before God. You know God is thrice holy. No matter how you have prayed, no matter how you woke up at dawn, no matter how you have not sinned, you have sinned only once throughout your lifetime and all that. It can't give you any boldness before God. This thrice holy God. The only way you can be bold, come boldly. God himself says, come boldly. It means that you don't come as you. You come as the real you, who is what? Jesus Christ. Don't you know your own self, how that Jesus is in you, except you are reprobates? Come boldly before him. Hallelujah. Come with boldness because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. You may say, well, I myself, I don't deserve it. Eh? When you are pleading your case, I myself, I don't deserve it. You know, that is cool. That is why God added that, so that you will find what? Mercy. You may obtain mercy. Wonderful. And find grace to help in time of need. Mercy and grace, they go together. It's wonderful. Mercy means that you don't get the bad things that you deserve. Alright. So they show you mercy. It means that you deserve some bad things, but they don't give you those bad things. They don't sentence you to death. Although you deserve death, then you have been given mercy. Grace is the opposite. Grace is getting the good things that you don't deserve. In mercy, you don't get the bad things you deserve. In grace, you get the good things you don't deserve. So every way, God says that you can get something. If you come to me knowing what Jesus Christ, my son, has done for you. Hallelujah. It's powerful. It transforms our prayer lives. It transforms our lives altogether. It makes us more solid on the foundation of Jesus. Because our righteousness is sinking sand. His righteousness and obedience is solid rock. Hallelujah. So come on the solid rock. Not on the one that the devil will say that, hey, you said what? You read your Bible every day. You do your quiet time every day. Some people, they do it all throughout the day. The devil is not correct. He always accuses you. When you do good things, he will tell you that the good you have done is not good enough. Because he is an accuser. Yeah.
So when you go saying that, well, as for you, you don't convert people's things, you are content and all that, the devil will tell you are content, but you see, you are a liar, you lie, you know, because he always find grounds to accuse you. Even when you do the good thing, he will find grounds to accuse you that your holiness is it's not good enough, that some people are more committed than you. So go on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. You plead your case with Jesus. Hallelujah. Number three, the prayer of faith, the third feature, is that is a prayer which is used when you are cheated out of what is yours in Christ. You use it when you are cheated out of what is yours in Christ. It's a prayer which is used when you are cheated out of what is yours in prayer. What is yours in Christ. You know, our system is a thief. Our system, I'm talking about the world system, it has a way of taking from you what is rightfully yours. You know, as a believer, the system can take from you what you should have. The devil is a thief, and that is how he runs this world system. What you deserve, he will try and take it away from you. Let's look at the setting in which we find the book of James, we find a prayer of faith in James chapter 5, and then verse number 1. You see a situation where people are cheated out of what should come to them. In those instances, they should use the prayer of faith. They can use any other prayer type, you see, but it will not cut that problem down properly. You cannot cut down a tree properly if you use cutlass. Can you cut down an oak tree if you use cutlass? Or can you cut down a palm tree if you use table knife? Oh, but Pastor, they are all knives. All knife is knife. You will not be effective. It will not make results avail to you. You see that you use a table knife and kind. After 1 year, you have made, you have gone depths like this. After 1 year, use a table knife like this on the palm tree. Kind. Oh, Pastor, but I'm praying. God is able. I'm praying. We are praying. God will do it. And all that. Kind. Small result is what is made available. But if you use an axe, you go back, first whack, second whack, by the third whack, the tree is beginning to feel it. You see that it's making some noise. They are doing something to me. Hallelujah. Let's look at James chapter 5 verse 1 as we close. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches are corrupted and your garments are moth eaten. Your gold and silver are corroded, and their corrosion will be a witness against you and will eat your flesh like fire. You have heaped up treasures in the last days. Indeed, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you have kept back by fraud, cry out, and the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Now, this is the setting. Listen carefully. Please lift your head. This is the background. It's a background of the rich oppressing the poor. The poor has labored, and his wages are kept back by the rich fraudulently. And because of that, he says that the laborers are crying out to the Lord of Sabaoth. And then he tackles the rich people that you have lived in luxuries and went down and then said that the prayer of faith is going to solve these problems for us. The prayer of faith is prayer that is used when you have labored your life. Your father has labored. Your parents have labored. But what should come to them has been fraudulently kept back by the human system that is in place in the workplace, fraudulently kept back by the system, economic hardships of the nation, of the continent, you know, the hostile religious system that the devil is presiding over that will not let you get what Jesus Christ has gotten for you. And it will keep it, steal it from you fraudulently. And the world system will heap it. So you see that the world system, they are fabulously rich. Those who use the world system of corruption, they are not using the kingdom methods of Jesus. They are not following the word of the Lord, the kingdom word of the Lord. They get fabulously rich. He says that they have heaped it for the last day. But God is about doing something. Through our learning how to pray the prayer of faith, God is going to bring unto us the things that we deserve. With the system, you work from 8 to 5 so hard. But the system, the salary structure around has been done in such a way that you get something small at the end of the month. Everybody is in it. Does it mean that that is it for us? No, that is not it for us. Because on the cross, Jesus Christ was made poor for us. So that we, through his poverty, might be rich. I will explain that to you maybe next week. But what it means is that you can get fabulously rich above your peers, above the system. We should not all be like crabs, kapwepwe. You understand that? Because we are in the same third world. We are in the same Ghana. We are in the same second Itakrade. No. When you learn to pray the prayer of faith, learn to plead your case. When you understand that prosperity and well-being and good marriage and a very sociable, blessed life, they are friends with each other. These things will become your portion. You will eat the best of the land. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. You will be the head and not the tail. You will not all be tail. All of them are tails. No, you will be head. Hallelujah. So no matter what the system has done to you, what injustice you've gone through, look on the cross, because on the cross, Jesus Christ gave you justice for all the injustice. He gave you justice already. You just have to enforce that justice in the courts of heaven. And you do it by Jesus Christ. Enumerating what he has done for you, being fully conscious of it. It puts the heavenly kingdom at your disposal. So that right in the desert, you can have heaven where you are. You know, the embassy of the U.S., when there is water shortage in Ghana, they don't have water shortage. There are some of us, even we don't drink water here. Do you drink water from Ghana Water Company? No, I saw a madman. He was drinking sachet water. I said, thank God. Even, you have to do something about our water system. Elsewhere, you fetch water and you drink from pipe, you know. But here you are afraid. Everybody must go for purified water. We have lost it. Are we going to look at it, go down the drain? No, we have to do something about it. Hallelujah. So the prayer of faith, through the prayer of faith, you get for yourself what the system has taken away from you. So that you rule in the midst of the system and not be a subject just like everybody else. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.